God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God makes your body capable of healing itself. He has filled it with all of the mechanics to heal itself. But being all wise, he also recognizes that it needs outside intervention to promote the healing. So he has created broccoli, sweet potatoes, corn, cabbage, turnip greens, collard greens, peas. He has created all of these things from the ground. Anything from the ground will heal you. Listen carefully, because I'm going to show you something. God gives you an active nervous system that begins at the base of the brain, what's called the medulla oblongata, and the spinal cord connects to it. Through the spinal cord, the 56 miles of nerves going through your body join right there at the medulla oblongata. It sends impulses that make your fingers do this. You ain't even thinking about it. You just do this. You go to zip something. Every part of your finger system works for that zipper. You're not even aware of it. You can walk and because it's in that part of the brain that God developed for that purpose. Now, here's the interesting thing. That part of your brain, the unconscious part of your brain, listens to everything. Even when you're not, it's really weird. There are three things that judge you and give you character. One is the visual state. The second is the audio state. And you see, when you are audio attentive, you listen more than you see. People that are audio are difficult to convince because they listen. Listen to everything. Visual people, they just see everything. They always talk about how they're visual. See? And then there's the third part. It's called kinesthetic. The kinesthetic people are people who work with their hands. And you'll find that kinesthetic people are the people who go to trade school. You won't find them in law school. You won't find them in higher places of learning because they don't have that discipline for studying. They're kinesthetic. Now, your brain is segmented into three ways, visual, audio, and kinesthetic. Now, for me, audio is in the front, visual's in the back, kinesthetic's in the middle, which means that whatever I hear, I want to connect with. See, you can't tell me anything, just anything, because when I hear it, I gotta feel it. I gotta know it works, see? Don't tell me you love me, because it doesn't register with me, because I have to feel something. I have to get something tangible. Now, you visionary people, you can hear somebody say, I love you, and you can just imagine it and go on, and they don't ever have to do anything. You're just walking on a cloud because they love you, and you're like, oh, I just see all the love. I see all the love. But folks like me say, we hear that all the time, and we're like, no, that kinesthetic kicks in, and we're like, no. That's why God works differently with me than he does you. Some of you can just feel his love and like, oh yeah, he just loves me. I'm like, yeah, let's prove this thing. Let's go. And he'll do it. God honors what he made you. He doesn't pull away from what he made you. God doesn't sit in heaven and say, oh no, I ain't working with you that way. God works with me exactly like I am. He does not change what I am genetically. He works with it because he made me that way. Now watch this. In the body, with the nervous system, there's something called a parasympathetic nervous system. Now the parasympathetic nervous system, while you may be aware that your fingers are moving, you don't know how they're moving and how they work together. You don't know how they're so harmonious. You don't know what makes you do this as opposed to this. You don't know how things work. Here's the parasympathetic. You're holding a wire. The wire is not charged by electricity. All of a sudden, they turn the power on. you will instinctively grab it and fry your behind. So electricians are taught, touch it with the back of the hand so that if it's charged, you'll pull away from it. Because the parasympathetic nervous system will grab. You grab instinctively. God made you that way. Why? So that if your child falls, you instinctively grab it. If somebody is falling, you instinctively grab it. You violate instinct when you watch people fall and don't help them. Now, Jesus never changes any of that. Now, watch this in John chapter 5. When we hear faith, we're thinking new car, new house, new man, new woman, a pocket full of money. That's not how it works. The just live by faith. If that scripture, the just living by faith, had to do with the accumulation of goods, then I submit to you that those of us who haven't reached that economic level are displeasing to God. And since he's no respecter of persons, why are some of God's children in Mercedes and Audis and BMWs, and other of his children are in Hyundais and Kias and Fords? My therapist had me in a session. We were just talking. And she said to me, she said, Eric, if you had a choice between pleasure and pain, which one would you take? And I paused. She said, I've never had a client pause. She said, what's wrong with you? I said, absolutely nothing. She said, and I took about 5 minutes to answer. She said, I've never seen anybody do that. She said, did you hear what I said? I said, yes, you asked me if I had a choice between pleasure or pain, which one would I take? She said, why are you pausing? I said, because in the Marine Corps, they taught us that pain was good. It identifies weaknesses. Pleasure does not. She said, I've never heard that before. Pain tells you what's wrong. Pain tells you that something is dysfunctional. You say, oh, I got a pain in my heart. Theoretically, you don't, but you have a broken relationship. You got a pain in your heart. Something's wrong. What's wrong? You love somebody who can't love you back. Now, you ought to learn from that pain and pick somebody else. But the unconscious mind will have you pick the same kind of person with the hope that they will give you what the first person couldn't give you. And that's why you get married 4 and 5 times looking for the same thing, because that part of your mind has not been saved. And so when Paul says in Romans 12 that we must undergo the metamorphosis of the mind, what's he talking about? He's not talking about your active mind. That 3% doesn't need to undergo metamorphosis. It's that unconscious mind. It's the one that's been subjected to the foolishness, the hurt, the pain, the abuse, the mistreatment that you store up and repress, that tries to come out in dreams and what you call spiritual visions. And it might come out in all of those things, and you think it's God, but it's your inside crying for help. And you try to believe God over all of that. And then you become accusatory. Whenever the light shines, it pulls cover over its head and say, we don't want to know that. We don't want to know that. So we don't want the truth to come in. So we shut the truth out and we accuse people. Because we don't want truth. Because Jesus said, when you know truth, it makes you free. He does not say it sets you free. He says it makes you free. And the application of that verb means that when you hear the truth, you begin thinking differently. You are made free by the thought process. And so through the parasympathetic nervous system, we do things. Your body does things, and you don't even. We use a phrase like, my body takes over. You're on a fast, and you decided to go to the mall in Montgomeryville. And you're in the mall in Montgomeryville, just walking around, praising the Lord, thanking him. And inadvertently, you walk on the first level under the Cinnabon. You're not aware that the Cinnabon is there. But your parasympathetic nervous system smells it. And it inhales deeply. And for the rest of that walk in the mall, you are salivating. It's an unconscious response. You're not making yourself salivate. Your unconscious mind is smelling the Cinnabon. Now watch what happens to him. He creates vision. Then you see the Cinnabon. Then you see the extra icing. Then you see it come out of the oven. You have gone from a smell, just a smell. Your olfactory system, your smell, you've gone from a smell to standing in line during your fast. Why? Because when you smelled it, your unconscious mind saw it. You heard something as a child. You heard you're no good. You heard you'll never amount to anything. You heard you were lousy. You heard that you are never know how to treat a person. You heard all of these things, and they registered in your brain. And that's why you have had nothing but bad relationships. Even with people who have treated you like Jesus, you were incapable of treating them well, because you have fallen back to that simplistic, this is what's been told me, this is what I've been told, and I will never again rise above this, so I'm going to be this way for the rest of my life. And no matter how much word you get in you, you will have all the word of God in you from Genesis to Revelation, but you will never have a good relationship with anybody because you actually believe you're no good. How does God tell you that you are the head, not the tail, when you don't even believe it yourself? How can you believe what God says about you and you don't even believe it yourself? So Paul says, undergo a metamorphosis of the mind. Why? How do you live by faith when you don't think you can do anything? All you've heard was you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. The unconscious mind drinks it up. So every time you try, you fail. Why? Because you expect to fail. You have the language of failure, and the language of failure will result in failure. Every time you say, I can't, your mind says you can't. Every time your mind says, I'm not capable, your mind says you're not capable. Listen to this. Every time you say you can't afford it, your mind will always keep you in financial bondage. And so here we sit trying to learn the principles of faith, to believe God, to go to the upper stratosphere of walking in the supernatural, and we struggle with it. You will notice that in some ethnic groups, you see the miracles of God flowing like water coming down a Niagara Falls, and you wonder why. Is God a respecter of persons? No! Those people were taught at young age that they can do anything, that they can hear anything. But in the inner city, we've been beat down so badly, we've heard nothing but negative, that we can't come to God and get positive because our minds, our unconscious, is so negative.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.